Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we bring you Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching is entitled, Jesus is the Only Way.
A reading according to the Gospel of Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully. He said to him, I will come and cure him. The centurion said in reply, Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come here, and he comes, and to my slave, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom will be driven out into the outer darkness, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, You may go. As you have believed, let it be done for you. And at that very hour, his servant was healed. The Gospel of the Lord. These words of Jesus were utterly shocking to his contemporary fellow Jews, his own people. The Jews were the specially chosen people of God, and Jesus was saying they will be cast out of God's presence into the darkness. That should be worthy of blasphemy. The Jews were the children and inheritance of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What did Jesus mean that a hated Roman soldier would be with the patriarchs? Jesus is turning everything upside down. It's outrageous. St. Augustine has some beautiful reflections in his homilies on the Gospel according to Matthew. He says that Jesus praises the centurion for having greater faith than all in Israel. Augustine tells us that, quote, the Lord sat down in the house of a certain proud Pharisee. He was in his house, but not in his heart. But he entered not into the centurion's house, yet he possessed his heart. The centurion's faith is praised for its humility. Only God can know the human heart. And Jesus knew this Roman centurion's heart. By his humble words, he showed that Jesus could heal from a distance by just a word. So Jesus healed not only the servant, but in a way he healed the master, the soldier. He healed his heart and mind. Augustine also points out that the reference of Jesus to those coming from the east and the west, it's a Semitic saying that he means the whole world. Not all people, but many will come. Many of his fellow Jews will come. Anyone who will surrender to faith. Anyone from any nation, culture, or religion, if they give their lives to Jesus in faith, they will be saved. Jesus is the way to God, to heaven. Jesus is the only way to enter paradise and rejoice in the bread of righteousness and the cup of wisdom. Let us pray for those who are working in evangelization and for missionaries. Let us pray that many people around the world will surrender to the obedience of faith. Amen.